You're listening to SBS News.
At 86 years old, Melita Vlasopoulos relies on her daughter Kathy to live independently. They live next door to each other in a suburb in Melbourne's north. Kathy does her shopping, the household chores and helps with the cooking, but she says to her it's a labour of love.
I don't feel like this is a chore. I don't feel like I have to do this. I feel that this is just part of us as a family. If you're in the village in Greece, it'd just be part of the elders being looked after.
Kathy is one of over 2.6 million unpaid carers in Australia, looking after some of the country's most vulnerable during the pandemic. It's a volunteer workforce that National Seniors Australia CEO Professor John McCallum is calling the unsung heroes of COVID-19.
They're a massive workforce, probably around $60 billion of economic value provided each year by them. And we think that they really should be much better serviced and built into the system than they are.
Professor McCallum says unpaid home carers have suffered physically and emotionally over the last 2 months, with many avoiding outside help to reduce potential exposure to COVID-19.
People are not so keen to go to nursing homes, not so keen to take home care, and so the burden's falling back on carers, and particularly when people can't travel as much and so on. So it's sort of lock up in your own home and get on with the job of caring.
A survey by National Seniors Australia shows 22% of over 50s are providing unpaid care to a partner, parents or adult children. Of those providing care, over 50% fall into the medium to high level care category, providing an average of 26 hours a week in support. National seniors say the COVID-19 pandemic is increasing the number of unpaid carers, with some choosing to look after elderly relatives at home instead of aged care facilities, with several around the country experiencing outbreaks. The federal government last Thursday changed its nursing home subsidy regulations to make that easier. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck.
There was a provision in place where residents could take 52 days leave from the aged care facility without any financial penalty, but obviously the circumstance of the COVID outbreak was going beyond that period of time.
The new provision allows residents of aged care to leave a facility during an emergency for an extended period of time without losing their government subsidy. Senator Colbeck says around 500 residents have been removed from aged care during the pandemic.
We've been very fortunate that only about 1% of our aged care facilities have seen an outbreak of COVID-19, and most of those have been small and they've been able to be managed to clearance of COVID from the facility quite quickly.
But it's 1% Kathy is not ready to risk, continuing to support her mother to live at home as long as she can.
It's unfortunate and sad if people don't have that level of generations. You just learn so much from each other.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.